Good day. This is the Technologies KS3 Daily Briefing for January 24th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support this podcast by 1. Listening to it on a daily basis, 2. Subscribing to it wherever you're listening to this podcast, and 3. Share it with all of your friends. But then also 4. If you have an Amazon device, you can go to the Amazon app and search under skills for Technologies KS3 and enable that skill so that way that you can use this podcast as part of your flash briefing. So let's go ahead and get the briefing started. First up is Apple. Apple has a new developer beta out for iOS, iOS, tvOS, watchOS, and macOS. So this is for the developers that are listening to this podcast. Go ahead and download the new beta. This is also to let everybody know in the general public that there is going to be a new update coming out soon. So we'll see what changes that they'll actually put in. I've noticed a couple things, but nothing really groundbreaking. Next up, we have Verizon. And I have to give a shout out to one of my listeners, George Wiggins, who gave me this lead about Verizon. So, of course, I spoke about Verizon on how bad it's been, and it's still a shame on how they are going to charge teachers for the app Remind to be able to send out text messages to the parents and students. Still a horrible thing. But I guess they're trying to do something that is good. So they have a sale going on, a promotion for their prepaid services, where you can get for $45, 15 gigabytes of data. Now that's a big increase from what they've had before, which was $50 for 8 gigabytes. So $5 less and almost double the amount. Yeah, that's pretty good if you use a prepaid service. But Verizon still needs to come down on their prices. Still, it doesn't make any sense for us to pay so much money and get so little in return. That's just my thought. I mean, it's mostly with carriers, period. But Verizon needs to do better. And they need to rescind their charge for next Monday for their for the Reminder app. Seriously. So, next up, we have Patreon. Patreon is a service, and if you are one that look at YouTube videos or listen to people on SoundCloud, but Patreon is a way of being able to support those people outside of what they get from ad revenue and whatnot, and it helps them out to really show your support for them. And that they're not necessarily making a living, but you're just really showing their support so they can continue creating a great content. And so they originally launched in 2013, and most recently the numbers have really increased as far as with amount of patrons that are actually supporting the service. So it's over three. The number here, let me actually have it right here. You have over 3 million patrons supporting 100,000 creators. And so the creators are the ones who do the video, do the audio, and then, you know, it's a great thing. And so they are going to give away, and what they projected, what they announced today, is that they will be giving away really over $500 million to the creators. Now that is absolutely huge, and they're adding other tools and stuff, but it's a really good service so that you're subscribing to people and they know that they're getting support and kind of drives them. Well, I am here to announce that Technologies KS3 has a Patreon page. Woohoo! All right. Yes, so you can actually go to patreon.com/KS3Tech and you can go on there and actually support this podcast through not only listening to this podcast and everything I mentioned earlier on, but then also for extra things so that I can keep this going, so that you can hear the truth about technology. And I think that's a great thing. Instead of just really talking about things, I'm utilizing it. So we'll see how this goes. So I know this is a very short briefing, but this is a briefing. It's supposed to be short. I try to keep things between 5 and 10 minutes long, so that way that you can get on with your day. So I'm really looking forward to what's going to happen tomorrow. And then also coming up even next month, which you have a Mobile World Congress that's coming out with brand new phones from all the different manufacturers. You got on the 20th, you got Samsung coming out. That's really exciting for the new phones. So leading up to that, there's going to be a whole lot of news. And the one thing that you know I will not talk about are really leaks and rumors. I don't play that. A lot of the tech people, tech industry, tech press, they do that for hits because people want to know what's really coming up, what's coming up. But I don't report on things unless they are factual. Now, I will give my educated opinion about various things, but I will not talk about rumors because they're not true. Even if they end up becoming true, I'm not going to play you all like that. But this ends the daily briefing for January 24th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I really appreciate your support. Definitely check out the Patreon page, patreon.com/KS3Tech. Everyone, have a great day.
Are you currently listening to this podcast in traffic, wishing that you were somewhere else? Perhaps you want to go to the beach, or perhaps you may want to climb a mountain. Well, either case, visit gosotravel.com and book your next vacation. That is gosotravel.com.